Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex Hooper, hello, my friend. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Oh, you missed an all-time best rant ever by Phelps just a few moments ago. But we won't be doing that with you.
Jake just told me, and I am now considering spending my entire hit just trying to make him as mad or more mad, but I won't do that.
No.
Nearly impossible.
Make him happy. We don't want to do that. We have not had a chance to talk to you since the weekend. First of all, were you in the clubhouse? I just want to make sure you were in the clubhouse over the weekend when they clinched.
I was.
And what was that like? I think that's always a special moment. Whether you're an actual player, member of the media, person who's got to clean up the Visqueen after it has champagne all over it, tell me about it. How was it?
It was actually... I've been in there for two now.
Okay.
And compared to last year, it was pretty subdued. And I don't know if that was just the timing that we got in there. I know this year, I believe Larry Dolan spoke, and I know Edwin Encarnacion spoke to everybody prior to the party. And I think we got in there a little late. I think they were doing the mass celebrating before we even got in there. But, I mean, last year, I was drenched. Josh Tomlin emptied an entire bottle of champagne literally in my face. Mm. And this year, Trevor Bauer spritzed me with a little toss of beer, and that was it. For the most part, though, I think it was just they did their thing. You know, they popped bottles and they enjoyed it. But I think then they sat back with some cigars and really just took in the moment this time as opposed to really celebrating. And I'm sure they celebrated plenty more the rest of the night.
Well, there are big things to accomplish, Hoop. And the baseball celebration is, you know, it's become, to me, more tradition than it is actually a celebration. It's like, okay, right, we're supposed to do this now. And,
right,
you know, whatever floats their boat, whatever gets them ready for the next round, that's fine by me. But I'm glad that they were a little more subdued because they know they have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, and Tito's been preaching to them to enjoy the moment. I mean, you only get one of these days over the course of a 162-game season, and you should blow off some steam, and the timing was perfect, so they could just kind of play the hangover lineup on Sunday. You had yesterday off, and tonight I expect a pretty full lineup. I think those guys are, unless anyone's carrying a knock or anything like that, I expect a pretty similar lineup to what you saw the rest of the 157 or whatever leading up to this game. And I think they're going to approach this last few weeks where guys are going to get their rest. No one's going to, you know, get pushed to the brink or anything, but it's going to be mostly your playoff lineup with maybe one or two guys sitting.
All right. I'm sure you've heard this quote today at some point that Indians president Chris Antonetti just told, well, maybe you didn't hear because it just happened, MLB Network. What were we saying there? Just go ahead, pop
it.
Oh, it was yesterday, wasn't it? I don't even know what day it is anymore. Sorry about that. Trevor Bauer pitching out of the bullpen is something they've thought about. Sorry, it was yesterday. What am I thinking? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to pitch. His arm's going to be ready. And he's thrown off the bullpen, and he made He made the transition up to 40 pitches the other day when we watched him.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's getting there, but whether or not he gets to, I mean, he's at 33% of his normal outing. And, you know, you've got a couple of weeks left. And there's no guarantee that when he's up to 120 pitches, if he gets there, that his legs and support system will be ready for that type of load a whole bunch. And, yeah, I don't know how reasonable it is to expect him to go his normal length or even be able to stretch him out before the postseason. It's just going to be a matter of how his body feels, and I've said it a million times, and I'll say it a million more. His arm is going to be ready. It's just the rest of him and whether or not he can get his body in sync. And that's what he said he was battling the other day, was he was trying to get everything just in sync. He was out of whack mechanically, and there's a lot to work through. So if he can't be himself through at least 5-6 innings, then he makes a lot of sense out of the bullpen. And I'm sure they've had to think about it. That's all that is. They've had to consider all their options because you don't know what you're going to get and you don't know what you're going to have. So he's a guy who he's increased his velocity and is breaking stuff nasty. So out of the bullpen, he could give you 2-3 elite innings, but obviously you'd rather him go 5 or 6 and then get to the rest of the bullpen.
Our Indians beat reporter Alex Hooper joining us. Josh Donaldson at third base, hitting 154, obviously just getting acclimated. Your assessment of Donaldson at third, Jose at second, Kipnis in the outfield.
Donaldson, obviously, it's just a matter of getting healthy, and he looks spry. He's made a couple of nice plays. The arm is certainly there. He had that, you know, going away, fading throw to first on Sunday that didn't even take a hop. So I think he's ready. He looks healthy both at the dish and in the field. It's just a matter of workload. Ramirez is at his best position, probably, and I think he's going to look good. Kip still adjusting. He took a couple of bad breaks on balls out in center because he hasn't really gotten a ton to read off the bat, but he's gotten to everything. There's nothing that's, you know, been glaring so far that he hasn't been able to get to, but it's still going to take some time. I don't expect him to get a whole lot of rest because he's got to get some reps somewhere, but overall, I don't think any of it's going to be a problem. I do anticipate at some point Kip will have a play in center field where a normal veteran center fielder would probably make it, and maybe it falls in. I just think that's the risk you're willing to take, and I think to get the power potential in that position and keep it in the lineup just for, I mean, you get one or two extra base hits at the right time from him in the playoffs, I think it will end up being worth it.
All right, so we asked this to Mike Hargrove, and I kind of asked this last night to Corey Kluber. How do you approach the end of the season here? Because, you know, you don't want to relax. If you relax, that's bad. You want to be competitive. But there's got to be a point where you can kind of take a deep breath and kind of appreciate what you've done. How difficult is this? Like, I don't know. It's limbo week, right? It's limbo weeks before you get to the playoffs. What is the goal and what do you try to accomplish during these games without losing your edge?
Oh, I think it's just to keep that edge.
Yeah.
And it's to keep guys sharp who are sharp and get guys sharp who aren't. And the thing that Tito pointed out was that he has the opportunity to set up his pitching, and that's what you get from this situation. That's what he keeps referencing, and I think that's, you know, an accurate representation of what this really is. But he said it. He said there's a right way to play, and I anticipate that they're going to finish out these last couple of weeks just like any other game. I mean, no one's going to get pushed to the brink again. Like, no one's going to be playing 5 days in a row if they don't have to. You have roster expansion, and you can afford to lighten those workloads a little bit. But if you're on the field, guys are going to be playing full out because they know they can't take any shortcuts, and then all of a sudden in October, when it feels like a complete new season, be able to go out there and try and replicate everything they did just on some sort of hokey 2 weeks. They're going to have to play the right way. Tito is going to stress to play the right way, but they know how to manage these guys, and they're going to listen to their bodies, and they're going to take care of things.
How confident are you that the starting pitching can do what it did in the regular season and the postseason?
I mean, obviously it's not going to look exactly like it did throughout the regular season because you're going to play at least the Astros, and, you know, that team's a little different than the AL Central. So I don't think there's a drop in form of any of these guys. I think Mike Clevinger has continued to get better. Trevor Bauer was continuing to get better. I think Carlos Carrasco's in a good spot. I think the only guy who hasn't continued to take a step up is Corey Kluber, and I think there are a number of reasons for that. But I don't expect anything to be difficult with these guys. It's just you're going to face a really difficult lineup. But they have the horses. And, yeah, there's nothing that makes me think all of a sudden they would be different. I don't think any of them are mentally weak.
I think when we look back on this season, and I don't know, maybe it's just the way the game's going with strikeouts, but to think you could have four pitchers with 200 strikeouts in a season, to me, is absolutely mind-blowing. It's never been done before. Never. in the history of this game. Is that what you'll look back on the regular season and remember, or what do you think you'll look back at the regular season of this year and go, whew? Because that's one of those stats where when you get to the playoffs, if you don't win in the playoffs, it's really not going to mean much. And if you don't win in the playoffs, you're going to go back and go, man, they had four guys that struck out 200 batters each, and they couldn't do it blank in the playoffs, right?
Or is that a sign of the times, the way the game is played?
Yeah,
today?
That's what I'm kicking that around, too. Yeah. What do you think, Hoop?
I think it's both. I mean, I think it's more a sign of the times, but I don't think anyone else is going to do it. So it's still pretty impressive. I mean, yeah, strikeouts are great, and yeah, they're coming in bunches. And yeah, the entirety of this coaching or this pitching staff, rather, is borderline elite. I mean, Mike Clevinger is not getting enough credit for what he's been able to do this year. Carlos Carrasco always kind of floats under the radar because of at least Kluber and this year Bauer, but he's still elite. So, yeah, I mean, I'll remember that. I'll remember a lot of things. Obviously, Hosey's season has been something to remember. Frankie's True. Season has gone under the radar because of Hosey for the entire year. He's actually got a higher batting average than Jose Ramirez at this point, which is kind of a bummer because Hosey was 300 about 2 weeks ago. But there's plenty to remember about this regular season. But when everybody has been as good as they have been, at least the stars, then, you know, it's tough to pin down just one thing. But at the same time, I think that says, hey, look what you didn't get from every other spot on the field. And that might be unfair because comparing anyone to those two position players that are, you know, probably two top five AL MVP guys, I think, again, that's something we're going to remember. You might get three top seven Cy Young guys off this team. So the individual accolades, I think, are going to be very memorable.
Hey, I'm going to throw one more quick question at you because I'm running out of time here. Okay, I'm just curious. You know, we talk about this pitching staff that you have here. Does Carl Willis deserve some credit? I mean, I know how everybody felt about Mickey Callaway, at least the fans from the outside. But what do you think the staff itself thinks about Carl and the way he's handled things this year? Wasn't easy, I don't think.
I think what you just said doesn't get enough attention. You know, the fans love Mickey.
Right.
But look at the way that this pitching staff has kind of reacted to Carl Willis. I think the big difference is I think Mickey had a way that he wanted things done, and they did them. And I think it helped grow this pitching staff a lot. I think a lot of the things that Mickey focused on were important, like first pitch strikes. But I think that Carl Willis has allowed a guy like Trevor Bauer to be himself and do what he needs to do, and he took a quantum leap forward. And then he has helped Mike Clevinger because they work together, and they look at some of the things that Trevor's very interested in. And Clev's added velocity to his fastball, and every other part of his game has taken a big step up. I think Carl deserves huge, huge credit for this season.
Sounds good. All right, Hoop, I was just contemplating that the other day, too. So thanks for being able to answer that. All right, make sure you read him at 92.3thefan.com, and you'll always hear his updates throughout the day on 92.3 The Fan itself. You are Alex Hooper. Thanks, Hoop.
All right, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.